If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days, a 101-night sleep trial, and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices, up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. Ghostbed, the coolest beds in the world.
She jumped in, and she jumped in big, $6.5 million in her congressional account to run. Does she have a shot?
Well, I certainly think she is well positioned to do well in the first step of a 2-step dance, and that is the Democratic primary. You can't get to the Super Bowl without having to play in the playoffs.
Everybody, welcome back to Trailblaze. This is Jamal Simmons. I am excited today to welcome a good friend of mine. You see him around. You've seen him on CBS News. You've seen him on Fox News. You've seen him on MSNBC. He's been all over the place. Antoine Seawright, who is the CEO of Blueprint Strategies. He's the president over there. He's a Democratic consultant. He's from South Carolina, which anybody who's paying attention to politics knows in Democratic politics these days, you can't be president of the United States if you don't win South Carolina. So Antoine knows a lot about what's going on in the country, not just in South Carolina, but all over the place. I'm going to welcome to Trailblaze. Hi, Antoine.
Jamal, my good friend, it's such a high honor for me to join your podcast. And certainly I am thankful for your mentorship, your friendship, and what you've done to help mold and shape our party and what you're doing now to help get us on the back on track towards progress, not necessarily perfection. And I appreciate the South Carolina intro. I like to warn people and let people know the road to heaven and the White House runs clearly through South Carolina.
I love that state. It's a fun state. And I have enjoyed every trip I've ever had to that great state, the Palmetto State. So, Antoine, I got to ask you, there's been big news this week in Democratic politics. We could talk about Donald Trump in a second, but I want to get right to the chase. We saw Colin Allred drop out of the Texas Senate race, which I think everybody thought he was going to be the big candidate in that race running again for it. And now we've got Jasmine Crockett, the congresswoman from the Dallas-Fort Worth area, 44 years old, former lawyer. She jumped in, and she jumped in big, $6.5 million in her congressional account to run. Does she have a shot?
Well, I certainly think she is well positioned to do well in the first step of a 2-step dance, and that is the Democratic primary. You can't get to the Super Bowl without having to play in the playoffs. And our part of the playoffs is certainly the Democratic nominating process, in which I would argue, just like in my home state of South Carolina, over 50% of those who are cast their vote in the Democratic primary in Texas will likely be folks of color. As a member of the Congressional Black Caucus, as a former Texas state legislator, as a lawyer, and someone who's found their why and their way in Democratic politics, I certainly think she's well positioned to win a 50-50 jump ball. But Jamal, as you know, because you've had your laps around the track, politics is a game of addition and multiplication, not subtraction or division. And so she's going to have to put together a coalition that does not look like the coalition that got her the congressional seat, the historic congressional seat that she now occupies. And then if she's fortunate enough to win the nominating process in the Democratic primary, putting together a diverse coalition with expansion on what she did in the primary is the only pathway to victory for a Democrat in a place like Texas.
You know, she's running against James Tallarico, who is a popular state representative right now. I think a lot of people in the country have been enamored of him because he kind of comes at politics from a faith perspective. You know, you'll hear a lot of Democrats talking about Jesus in the United States. You do in the South, but you don't hear him a lot of other places. You know, so the question is, matched up against him, do you think she might be the better candidate, or maybe somebody who's a, you know, white guy from Austin and has got more of a faith perspective? You think he sells to the general electorate a little better?
Well, much like sports, politics is a game of matchups. And anyone can win on any given day. And it's going to be about candidate quality. It's going to be about who can put together the best team, who has the best infrastructure, and who, quite frankly, can run the ball down the field 5 yards at a time right off tackle. I think we've gotten to a place in our party, Jamal, where halfback tosses and downfield throws just do not work for us. People want us to get back to the basics, basic blocking, tackling, demonstrating what we're for, not necessarily what we're against. And I think the candidate who's able to put together a favorable coalition, and is the your friend and my mentor, President Clinton, used to say, the one who can identify with a country, meaning with a constituency, that is going to be the candidate that's going to prevail. Now, make no mistake, no political romance without finance. So certainly money is going to help. I think both of them have done two things well. They've owned the digital media space with eyeballs, but they've also done well in terms of bringing along grassroots dollar donors in order to help position themselves to be able to put out a message. Now, the one thing I would say to Ms. Crockett, and I'll say this to others in that primary, I don't think at this point, at this tick of the watch, folks are looking for or looking to hear how bad Donald Trump is. I think what folks are looking for is what are you going to bring to the table? And when you think about a very specific race like a U.S. Senate race in Texas, just like we did with Doug Jones in Alabama, you have to make it about Texas, not about ego, not about personality, not about what's going on K Street, but what's going on Main Street and my street in Texas. And I think that is going to determine how well or not folks are positioned to win a 50-50 jump ball.
You know, I heard her say recently, I was at the Route 100 dinner a week or so ago, and I heard her say at that dinner something that just kind of piqued up my ears. Somebody, I worked for a lot of these Southern candidates, people who've, you know, won the presidency, people who've lost. But the thing that jumped up is she said something like, my job is to call out injustice in Congress. I think that's part of the job. I don't know that that's the whole job. I think that people really want members of Congress, political leaders to, yeah, call out injustice when they see it. But then the next question is, what are you going to do for me now? What are you going to do for me next? Right.
Well, my mentor and political father, Jim Clyburn, always has taught all of us who he's mentored to speak in threes. And part of speaking in threes is what you're going to do for me, what you're going to do for my family, and what you're going to do for my community. We all know Donald Trump is bad. Unfortunately, the rest of the country knew that, and they decided to govern themselves accordingly by electing him as president. You can't do anything about a horse that's already left the barn. But what we can do is call out the injustices, talk about where they went wrong, but how we would get it right. And as a member of Congress, certainly the legislative branch is supposed to provide oversight to the executive branch. Yes, that's part of the job description. But when you're running for the United States Senate, where people feel disconnected and disaffected, where you have so many people who do not believe in a system that is supposed to be rooted by the people, you have to make sure you connect the dots and help people understand, how does healthcare, housing, injustice, homelessness? How do all those things root back to that one simple thing that we've all been granted access to, and that's our vote? And I think that's going to be the challenge for Democrats all across the country, especially in a place like Texas, where the expectation is not for Democrats not necessarily to run through the tape and come across the finish line first.
So here's, I'm going to run this past you, because here's how I'm thinking about this primary. I don't know. Luckily, I'm not in Texas, so I don't have to choose a candidate. I can look at all of them and take a look at it. But I think there's one dynamic that's happening in Democratic politics, well, in American politics, not just Democratic politics right now, is it's maybe not so much about left versus right. I think we think about politics in this kind of old dynamic, who's the conservative, who's the progressive. I think part of this is also outsiders versus insiders. Right? Who is it that is assigned, aligned with people on the outside of the political system who feel like they're being left out, or as Hakeem Jeffries would say, like left out and left behind? Who are the people who feel like they're being left out versus the people who are on the inside who are just dividing up all the goodies amongst each other? And so the question for me is, who can best capture that spirit? Who can best capture that energy of the people who say, hey, I'm mad at the current system. I don't like the way the institutions have been working. I want something different and something new for my family. And either you're on my side, going to help me do that, or you're defending the status quo and you're going to keep standing in the way of my family being able to get what we need.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify has got you covered for selling. But when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
Jamal, you know, I tend to live by KISS, keep it simple, see right. And while I totally agree with you, but there are folks out there who do not even know how the system can work for them. But here's what they do know. They know what it feels like to be disconnected and disaffected. They also know what it feels like to have some sort of connective tissue, or as Joe Biden would say to some of us in private, relatability. And the best candidates who've been successful in the history of this country have had some sense of relatability to those they are trying to represent. And that's why I believe a modern day campaign should include high tech and high touch, because there are people who will get their information and get their connectivity, if you will, on the high tech front. That's the texting, that's the emails, that's the digital. But then there's those old fashioned folks who sit up under the tree or at the car wash or at the spades table or at Kiki's Chicken and Waffles down in South Carolina, and they want high touch. They appreciate the knock on the door. They appreciate the phone call. They appreciate the direct engagement, showing up in their communities, reminding them that they matter. And I think that the connective tissue and the relatability part is the one thing we have failed at as Democrats. In fact, when we show up, and I've been guilty of this myself, so I don't mind confessing my political sins, we tend to tell people what they should be for instead of listening to understand what we should be for. In other words, we talk more than we listen, and that's where we've got it wrong. The other aspect, and I think Ms. Crockett is going to learn this outside of her congressional district if she has not learned this already. What's important in East Texas does not look the same in South Side of South Carolina. What's important in Detroit, Michigan, where you're from, does not look the same in Los Angeles, California. And I think we've got to be very intentional and specific about manicuring a message that meets folks directly where they are, but pushes and challenges them to be where they need to be. And that means the system working for them, not necessarily against them.
Okay, so let's just pivot a little bit directly from Texas, but go a little bit broader. So what we've seen over the course of the last year, right, we've had 10 months of Donald Trump being in office. In the beginning, it looked like the MAGA coalition, they were strong. They were running through the field. I mean, busting down all the barriers. Now it seems like there might be some cracks in that coalition. Is that what you're seeing? And how do you think that shows up? We still have some time, but how do you think that shows up 11 months from now when we're back into a midterm congressional election?
Well, to everything, there's a season, as the scripture instructs us and lays it out for us. And I think this MAGA season has lasted, unfortunately, more than some of us has wanted to. But every season comes to an end and there's a transition. And I think we're starting to see the transition. We're also starting to see the flirtation of Donald Trump moving to and the MAGA movement moving somewhat towards lame duck status. What that looks like, I'm not really sure, because I still think there's a power grip and a grab on the modern day Republican Party. But the fracture in the bone that you kind of sense and I kind of sense is that people are understanding that there is going to be life after Donald Trump. And regardless of what that movement looks like, just like there was life after the Tea Party movement, there was life after the Obama movement, there's always life after every pop-up rain shower movement in this country. People are starting to figure that out. And they're figuring it out in two ways. The people who know they cannot survive because they've leaned so heavily on the extreme wing, the extreme feathers that have come with this movement, they're leaving the Congress. They're finding other things to do. They're trying to mellow out. And then there are others who do not mind saying, you know what, I'm going to take a position that may be against Trumpism because I don't mind suffering the short-term consequences to have long-term stability. And in politics, it's all about survive and advance, as we say in March Madness, Jamal.
That's right. And it's a game of addition, as you said, not division, although it does seem like Trump has been practicing this art of division. And the thing that worries me, if we just talk about the country for a second, is we don't really have voices that are trying to knit together the country the way we've had in the past. I mean, that was Barack Obama's vision, right? Like, not just red states and blue states. Frankly, it was even Bill Clinton when he talked about it in the past. He talked about, he was trying to find a way that the country was going to put people first to move forward. Even Joe Biden, when he ran the first time, he was talking about what happened in Charlottesville and how that's not who we are. It's not our character. Donald Trump is not talking about that. Donald Trump has always said there's us and them. And frankly, people who look like me and you are in the them column. And then there's us and them. And where is the Democratic voice, though, that says it's not just us and them? It's also about how we bring people together.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to GhostBed. GhostBed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every GhostBed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? GhostBed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101 night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, GhostBed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. GhostBed. The coolest beds in the world.
Well, I think it's important to note that our homework is not graded the same. And there are a lot of people who tried to recreate what Donald Trump has done. We cannot do that. In the same way, we could not recreate the version of the Tea Party that existed after Barack Obama was elected. So I think we have to stop and straighten our posture in that regard, number one. And number two, understand that Donald Trump built the MAGA movement on racism, bigotry, and hate with white nationalism, Christian white nationalism, white supremacy as the root tenets of that movement. We can't create that on the other side. We pride ourselves on our diversity. And so because we pride ourselves on our diversity, we have to embrace la-di-da-di and everybody in this Democratic Party. So what does that mean for us putting together a winning coalition? One, not making the mistake of thinking every election cycle presents the same type of opportunity. There are different opportunities that come with every single election cycle, and no election cycle is the same. And no candidate is going to be able to replicate what the previous candidate done. We have not been able to successfully duplicate what Barack Obama has done because only Barack Obama could do that. Barack Obama could not duplicate what he did in 2008 in his reelection in 2012. So I think that's there. The second thing, most important, I think we have to understand is our coalition is rooted in Black. You can win with us, but you can damn sure lose without us. And so if we don't treat Black folks, the collective Black folks, Black women and Black men, as an investment, not an expense, early and often, not late, and hope to be great, then we're not going to win anything. The second thing is the dynamics of our party are changing. It's no longer business as usual. We've got to start doing unusual business. And so that means taking risk. We can't be liberal in our thinking, but conservative in our approach. And so that is going to be part of it. And then, quite frankly, Jamal, we've got to keep up with the time. And it's okay for us to have a Joe Manchin in our party right alongside an Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. That's a dream Democratic Party where we can have Jim Clyburn and Jim Bowe. But our messaging, right now, that messaging should be rooted in affordability across the board, has to be front and center and very structured to the point where everyone can understand it. Keep it simple, C-Wright. Keep it simple, Simmons. That should be our motto going forward as Democrats, Jamal.
It sounds good. Looks like we've been joined by a third panelist. Who's that in
yeah,
your...
Yeah, man. Meet Gene. Meet Gene.
For the people who are listening, tell us a little bit about Gene.
Gene is an English bulldog born in Dallas, Texas. And Gene is, I buried my father, Jamal, on December 30th.
Sorry about
72-year-old
that.
Black man from rural South Carolina. He died on November 20th at 8:20 p.m. And my father's name was Eugene. And so when I got the word that the bulldog was ready, I named him after my dad, and Lord knows he has my father's personality, Jamal.
Well, we could all use a good bulldog in our lives. That's keep us safe and keep us grounded. All right, Antoine, thank you for joining us. Thank you, Gene, for joining us today, and we're going to talk to you again. I appreciate it,
Jamal. Let me say this before we go.
Yeah,
I think it's so important that we stay divided as we move forward as a party.
We're divided or united? So important that
we say united. Stay united. And let me say this. The differences we may appear to have amongst each other, Jamal, they do not compare to the differences we have with that other side. And I think going into 2026, the most consequential midterm election we are going to face since 2018, and then the 2028 cycle, in which we've put a good down payment on with the 2025 cycle, but we have so much work to do, regardless of what that primary looks like, regardless of who runs and who does not run. When we get to the place of having nominees for president and vice president, it's all hands on deck, and we are one, and that's how we are going to be successful, and that's how we're going to save our country.
You know what? Let me just say this. You kind of just reminded me of a point that I want to make for the audience and for everybody, is primaries should not scare us. I know there are a lot of people who say we shouldn't have primaries. Let's just get it over with and get moving. Everybody needs preseason, right? You don't want to put a team on the field that hasn't had a chance to practice, hadn't had a chance to go up against anybody. So let's get these candidates on the track. Let's see how the horses run. And people often look good in the locker room. They look good. And you say like, oh, they got a great plan and the X's and O's work out and we all think it's going to work. We're using a lot of sports metaphors in the show. But you know, you look at that and we say, oh, it's all going to work out. And then you put them out in the game and they get their clocks cleaned. You gotta put people out there, let them run. Also, people make mistakes. And I will tell you, there is nothing that is better for you as a candidate or even a candidate's team in the operation than to make mistakes, learn how to recover from those mistakes, and then get up and do it again. And the candidates that tend to be best are not the ones who have always had success. They're the ones who've hit roadblocks, the ones who've been knocked down, because learning how to get up is actually the true key to winning these campaigns and winning these races. And I would say probably winning in life.
And Jamal, in down south, we call that battle tested. Mm-hmm. We need to be battle tested. And I will also add one last thing. You know, I made me, so we tend to close with three different closings. It's okay.
I love my favorite. In closing, almost done here. In closing means just gather your purse, but we're not really ready to go yet from the service. We're just getting your peppermint out so you can get ready for the.
I know
say hello to everybody.
There's a strong effort to maybe say that we need to move on from certain voices in our party because they have experience under their belt. But we can have a little hip-hop and R&B.
That's right.
We can have the Old Testament and the New Testament. Music is good. The scripture is good. And we can have a little bit of both because it's so important that we learn from our elders and not necessarily push them out. The worst thing we can do is get in position but not be ready to handle the position. I applaud Leader Jeffries for his steadfast, unmovable, leaning on Pelosi, Clyburn, Hoyer, and others for knowing what it's like to be battle-tested but having voices to be able to go to who've been through the fire before.
You know, you just talked about your dad who you lost recently. And again, I'm so sorry about that because I'm very close to mine. I don't know if you ever had a time when you went out somewhere with your dad and you were on his shoulders. I don't know if you ever went to a picnic or a fair or a concert and, you know, you were a little kid and he put you on his shoulders. That's how I think about it, right? And so when you're on your parents' shoulders, what you can see things that they can't see.
That's right.
But they are feeling things that you don't have to suffer through. They're getting elbows, somebody stepping on their feet, people, they got to, you know, move people around to make sure they get in position. And so both of those things are necessary, but we have to value both the person on the shoulders needs to value the experience of the person they're sitting on, and the person who is holding them up needs to value the vision of the person that they're holding up. And I think if we can put those two things together, then we have a very strong future.
Well, Jamal, part of our future is going to include you, man, and you still have a purpose and you still have a play. And I'm thankful for your friendship and I'm thankful for you doing what you're doing in this moment.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.